You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
I love it when we do. You're on Snow FM, Ron and Keating. 11 minutes gone. Simo and Jordan hanging out with you.
And Simo, I want to talk about one of the biggest rock bands in the world.
Queen, right?
Yeah, of course, Queen. And specifically, I want to talk about Brian May, who is a member of Queen.
Yeah, he's the guy with the guitar. He does all the...
Yeah, but he does that with his guitar. He doesn't do it with his mouth.
That's right.
Also, what a hairdo as well. I wish I had that mop of hair that he has. A
lot of it going on.
Over the weekend, actually, we ran out of time to talk about this yesterday, but over the weekend, he posted to his Instagram, and I'm quoting... I managed to rip my gluteus maximus, which is your bum, to shreds in a moment of over-enthusiastic gardening. So suddenly I find myself in hospital getting scans to find out exactly how much damage I have done. Turns out I did a thorough job. So, yeah, he won't be rocking out anytime soon, but
no,
I guess no real bands will be rocking out anytime soon.
What entails over-enthusiastic gardening? Like, what is the actual... What do you reckon?
Well, I mean, here's the thing, because all he says is over-enthusiastic gardening.
Yeah.
So it could be anything. You could be digging a hole very aggressively.
Yeah.
Or mowing the lawn while doing squats or something. Right. I don't... Over-enthusiastic gardening. What could that be?
Spreading orchid seeds and then, like, somehow... Maybe he was, like, trying to shot put, because you know how you have to bend low.
No, gardening, not participating in the Olympics, Simo.
No.
He's not making a late charge for the Olympics.
Shot putting orchid seeds.
Can you imagine that? Like, the Olympics have been postponed for next year. Brian May all of a sudden, you know what? This music thing, I've decided not for me. Shot put, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, well, if he was spinning around, his hair would get in the way.
I think, no, discus is the one that you spin around. I don't think shot put you spin around.
Yeah, you do both.
Do you spin around in shot put?
Yeah, I'm still a shot put record holder.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise I was talking to an expert.
I am still at Little Athletics in Williamstown in Melbourne. I still hold the record for the under 11 shot put.
Oh, there you go. I'll give Brian May your phone number if he wants any shot putting tips.
If he needs any training.
But Simo, over-enthusiastic gardening.
Mm.
So, like, other than shot put, do you have any other thoughts about how this injury could have happened?
I mean, your pruning is quite... can be quite vicious.
If you're a tree, yes.
Yeah, that's murder.
That is what I would describe as vicious.
Yeah, so...
But no, I reckon it has to be something when he's kind of crouched to the ground and then getting back up. I reckon... I don't know.
That's just an old person problem.
But I would suggest that's why it is. I mean, I don't want to be offensive. He's 71. I don't want to get you. Simo said that, not me.
Maybe, yeah, like you say, he's been whipping out the pruning a bit too often and the thorns just thought they'd strike back. So I...
They've
been prepping for a while.
Yeah, but if thorns struck back,
that's right.
Surely they would just give you a poke and pierce the skin, and there'd be a bit of bleeding, not necessarily tearing a muscle in your buttock of all places.
I think anywhere that thorns might end up in the rear, that sucks.
Very good point.
It would hurt because you can't sit down then after. Mm. Like, what do? He's just everyone's on the couch during lockdown, but he's standing around in the living room, poor guy.
Just strumming a guitar.
Simo and Jordan.
Hot in here, Nelly there, Snow FM. 22 minutes gone on your 9 o'clock. It is Simo and Jordan with you.
And Simo, I want to open up the phones this morning. Get in touch. Give us a call, 64572977, or head on over to Snow FM Instagram.
Mm.
We were talking about Brian May, who is a member of Queen, who's injured his buttock during a stint of over-enthusiastic gardening.
Living the life of rock and roll in retirement.
So I want to put the question out there, 64572977. Give us a call. What is the weirdest way you've injured yourself? Because I think we can all agree, pulling a buttock whilst gardening,
I think, is
up there on the weirdometer.
Sounds so bad, because I've done hamstrings and things like that.
Were you gardening by chance?
No, in sport. And it's just, it's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's like terrible, and I'm sure very painful.
It hurts.
I don't get me wrong, I'm sure it does. But like, if I woke up this morning, read an article, said Brian May had done a hammy while kicking the football.
Yeah.
that would have...
Less impressive.
You know, it would have made sense.
Yeah, yeah.
But doing gardening, that's the kind of weird bit. So get in touch, 645-72-977, or head on over to Snow FM Instagram, Snow FM Facebook. Simo, have I ever told you the story about one of my friends at school who got his arm broken by the teacher?
Oh, hell no.
Have I ever told you this?
What happened?
Okay, so I think this counts as, like, weird injuries.
Yeah.
So we were back, we would have been, like, grade 5, I think. So we're about, 10 years old or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kicking the football around at lunchtime.
Right.
About halfway through lunch, the teachers kind of change over, who is patrolling the oval.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They get their rostered kind of yard duty.
Mm-hmm. One teacher, I'm going to name him, Mr. Stallard.
Okay.
I went to school interstate, so it's probably fine.
It's fine.
So he decided he'd come over and, you know, nothing going, so I'll go and have a kick with the students, as we do.
Yeah.
And I think he did that thing that happened with a lot of males, where kind of...
The competitive switch goes down. Red mist appears.
Exactly. And when he's there, a fully grown, I think he was like late 20s, early 30s guy, like ripped as well, big muscles, playing Aussie rules football against a whole lot of 10-year-olds.
Nice.
Thought, right, I can dominate here. Just at the start, it was kind of a little bit of a, you know, playful, oh, here you go, and then handball to the kid and they would kick it.
Yeah.
And then just throughout lunchtime, even in our 10-year-old minds, we could kind of see him getting more and more, like, I don't want to say the word aggressive.
Yeah, just further into it, right? Really feeling it.
Exactly, getting into it to the point where he started, like, doing hip and shoulders. And then there was... I shouldn't laugh about it because this kid had a broken arm. He was in a cast for months. But now time has gone past. We can laugh about it. The footy's gone up in the air. I don't know who kicked it, but someone kicked it really high. This kid, one of my friends, is just under it waiting to catch the footy. And just out of nowhere...
Just gets
the Stallard has just landed the worst hip and shoulder you would ever... Like, in the AFL, you may get suspended for it.
That's the S train coming through.
Just the full hip and shoulder.
You also went to an all-boys school, didn't you?
I did, yeah. So competitive juices are already flowing.
A lot of testosterone
Do you want to have another go at that word?
A lot of testosterone.
Testosterone.
That too.
That sounds like a new car.
So much of it. Pink involved now. God is a DJ. Did he get his cast signed? By the teacher?
Yeah.
Simo and Jordan.
You're my butterfly, sugar baby, crazy town. You're on Snow FM. Simo, Jordan as well for your Tuesday. On the way to 10 o'clock, just sneaking on through early on in your workday. And I am completely obsessed with this, Jordan.
Okay.
It involves the Queen in the kitchen.
A lot of Queen chat this morning. We're talking about Queen the band, and now we're talking about Queen Her Majesty.
The woman herself. Can you imagine her in the kitchen? Seems so, very odd.
So Queen Elizabeth, our monarch.
Second.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry, I didn't realise I was... Jesus, Simo's very passionate about this issue.
Yeah, the monarchy.
Does she? I'm sure she would, surely. Like, maybe not the fancy meals or something like that, but surely, like, if she wants some toast or something for breakfast or... cornflakes or something.
You reckon that the Queen waltzing through the kitchen?
No, I don't imagine the Queen waltzing into the kitchen. I imagine the Queen going into the kitchen.
You reckon that she's ever pushed down on a toaster?
Yeah, maybe.
Surely not. She'd have people to do that.
I mean, I'm sure she would, but maybe everyone just wants a midnight snack sometimes. Are you genuinely saying 11 o'clock at night or something, you've never fancied a bit of toast?
No. 11 o'clock, no. A bit earlier than that. But I am playing devil's advocate because I have proof regarding the fact that she actually has added a recipe to her family cookbook.
Okay.
Right? So get this. She has written a private letter, which has a... it's not private anymore, but she has written...
You're in a private letter that Sibo's hacked into.
She's written a letter, which has then been sent to the National Archives, and it is a recipe for Scotch pancakes.
Yeah, if you want to keep something private, probably don't send it to the National Archives.
Scotch pancakes.
So Scotch pancakes, are they just normal pancakes but made with scotch, like alcoholic pancakes? Is that what they are?
I think that's pretty much the vibe, yeah.
So that's what the Queen does late Saturday night. Philip, do you want to get wasted with some Scotch pancakes?
So what I've got...
That's my terrible impersonation of the Queen, by the way.
...is a top five...
Ways the Queen gets drunk.
No, the top five breakfast foods that the Queen has in the morning. Top five! All right, coming in number five, vodka orange.
What's vodka orange?
So just vodka and orange juice.
Oh, okay.
So
makes sense now you think about it.
It's that breakfast. Plus, you can always do the ice cubes as well. Vodka orange ice cubes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, breakfast done. But right. She's the queen, so she gets a hell of a lot more than that. Coconut rum cocoa pops.
Okay.
You know, tasty.
Is this just you adding an alcoholic drink to normal breakfast foods?
Maybe. Whiskey marmalade on toast.
And cider eggs Benedict.
Coming in at number two is just eggs because it's a good, great source of protein.
Oh, with no alcohol?
No alcohol required.
No, but she did a couple of shots beforehand, so it's fine.
Yeah. And then coming in at number one of the Queen's breakfast foods is absinthe ice cream cones.
Jeez, absinthe.
Yeah.
A throwback.
Do you remember the chocolate?
Do you remember having absinthe? No. Because no one who's ever had absinthe
remembers
what happened. No. Also, I just realised how much of a tongue twister it is saying absinthe over and over again.
Do you remember the chocolate, what was it, frozen, they would like freeze over the top of your ice cream?
Oh, that, yeah. So it's like a chocolate sauce.
That's
and then
right.
You put it on an ice cream and then it instantly goes rock hard.
Yeah, so like an absinthe version of that.
Okay.
For the Queen's breakfast.
I'm pretty sure alcohol, you can't melt stuff on alcohol though.
No, I've seen it with absinthe.
Can you?
It is doable.
I stand corrected.
You can light it on fire, you can freeze it, no worries.
Absinthe is amazing. Drink responsibly, all of that sort of stuff.
And I know what you're thinking. You're like, that's ridiculous.
I think we passed ridiculous a long time ago.
No one's having ice cream for breakfast, but she is the queen.
Simo and Jordan.
X's and O's, Ellie King on Snow FM. Simo, Jordan as well, 16 minutes en route to 10 o'clock. And this next one, we go now to California. Just like because the most bizarre of crimes has occurred.
Okay.
There is a dude who was wearing only underwear. You know, all of us have done that and gone for a drive, haven't we?
Hang on. All of us have worn underwear.
Yes.
I don't think all of us have worn only underwear and gone for a drive.
Have you?
No, have you?
Yeah, I reckon I would have.
Oh, when did you... So you just went driving in just your underwear?
Yeah, I reckon at some point in time.
Why? Where were you going? Just Macca's drive-thru?
I think, yeah, maybe that was it. I definitely would have been wearing shoes.
I feel Macca's drive-thru, there's like, unless you're completely nude, there is no dress code at all. Yeah. Like, you'd have someone and serve them wearing just their underwear, and then the next guy's in a full tuxedo, top hat, and a monocle, and Macca's workers would not bat an eyelid.
They'd be like, oh, that makes sense. We are doing the Monopoly thing at the moment.
Oh, there you go. Mr. Monopoly, welcome. So is that what this guy was doing? Was he heading to Macca's?
He was driving along a highway.
Okay.
And then a truck tried to pass him on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this truck was holding litres upon litres of wine.
A very important delivery.
Right. Now, he must have noticed because he put his hazard lights on.
So hang on, so the truck is overtaking him, and as the truck is overtaking,
well,
mate in his undies decides to put hazards on.
Now, you know when you get cut off?
Yeah.
And then he's put his hazard lights
on. Oh, I see. Was he not happy with the overtaking manoeuvre?
Well, what happens is he then basically guides this truck into the emergency lane with his hazard lights. So the truckie's like, huh, this must be a bit of a problem.
Okay.
Then he sees the guy get out of the car without any pants on.
That's confronting.
So the truck's like, I'm out of here. Nah, this is a bit odd.
But the worst thing as well, was it one of those like big trucks? Like one of the ones that takes forever to speed up?
Yeah.
So old mate and his undies could just walk alongside him for a little bit. Eventually he'll get up to speed, but it'll take time.
That's exactly what happened. So the guy decided the best course of action, he hasn't got any pants on, he decided to jump on the moving truck. As it was trying to pull out of the emergency lane.
Is this like the new Mission Impossible? Is this just Tom Cruise has gone downhill and he's just going around California just trying to do amazing things in his underwear?
Donning only a pair of boxers, the man was able to stealthily climb underneath the big rig.
Oh, is he like okay? Did he get run over by
it? No, fine.
Okay, wow.
Well, not with the law, but so... And then he managed to get under the big rig as it proceeded to drive at high speed. He unscrewed the valve and ensured that wine could gush into his mouth and out onto the road.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
My mind doesn't even know where to go with that.
And it's...
Imagine if you're just driving the other way. You've just looked to the other side of the road and you see a massive truck carrying wine with essentially a naked dude underneath, unscrewing it and just drinking the wine gushing everywhere.
And it sounds too bizarre to be true, right?
Is it? Why is it fake news?
No.
This individual is able to release the wine from under the tanker, and he placed himself underneath the tanker in such a manner. The best way to describe this is somebody doing like snow angels.
What?
That just makes it more confusing. How does a guy naked underneath a truck drinking wine remind you of snow angels?
So the driver only noticed something unusual when the dashboard gauge indicated a sudden loss of hundreds of gallons of liquid.
Just imagine, it's like, just puts his foot down. It's like, oh, we've got more power than we used to.
All in all, the wine heist resulted in approximately 5,000 bottles worth of red wine being spilled onto the highway.
I mean,
what a waste.
But in a good way, though. Thank God that it was red wine. Just imagine if it was sparkling.
That bloke would have been absolutely smashed, and he didn't have his pants on to begin with.
Well, just imagine if it was sparkling. Like, Simo, you've seen, like, Formula One drivers at the end of the race just spraying it everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Like, sparkling wine goes absolutely everywhere.
And pick up the Ks.
It would be a mess.
A bit quicker from the vehicle if it's sparkling. Just like,
oh, well, just fire it out the back.
Yeah, lots of carbon.
I feel sorry for the bloke behind, though, especially if he's in a convertible.
Simo and Jordan.
One more time, Daft Punk. Snow FM, Simo, Jordan with you, 9 minutes on the way to your 10 o'clock morning.
And Simo, I want to put a warning out there at the moment. Okay. Simo, next time you use an ATM machine, be careful.
Oh, well, I do that once a week upon occasion.
What, you're careful?
Hmm.
Oh, you use an ATM machine. I got you.
I do both.
Because this happened in India, Simo, so not here, at least not here yet. Hopefully not here at all.
All right.
But someone was going to go use an ATM machine outside a bank in India.
Yes, I saw this.
When a surprise visitor decided to make an appearance. That visitor was a giant snake.
It was a slippery boy.
That has slithered into the ATM and ended up climbing up on the machine.
Oy. Getting more than you bargained for from your account.
I've seen the video of this, and I think you have as well.
Mm.
It's kind of... We don't really have these type of ATMs in Australia, but kind of if you go overseas, I don't know if you've seen this.
No.
But they've got the ATM like in a glass box type thing. So it's like a giant phone box.
Right.
That you kind of open. It's all made of glass. You go, you shut the door behind you, and then there's the ATM there, and then you do your transaction, and then you turn around, open the door, and leave.
Okay.
It's not like ATMs here tend to just be sort of like a hole in a wall type thing. These ATMs overseas, I think they have like a glass box. I don't really know why they have that.
Well, if I need to get cash out, what do they use over there?
What do you mean, what's their currency?
Yeah, I've not a clue.
Just for the sake of this, we'll say dollars.
But
I don't know.
How did it go down with the snake?
Well, yeah, so this person fortunately didn't come into contact with the snake because, like I say, they had the glass phone box type thing around. So as they was approaching, was about to open the door and realised, hang on, there's a snake there. So very easily just sort of shut the door. We'll keep the door shut, and then the snake was not allowed to escape. Here we go. You've Googled what the Indian currency is.
Oh, it's rupee, of course.
So if you wanted to get some rupee, perhaps go to a different ATM.
Yeah.
So this person who found it obviously filmed it, uploaded it to social media. The footage is going viral.
Yeah.
In a very terrifying way.
Why? Like,
because there's a snake on the ATM, Simo.
But what kind of snake? Was it deadly? Or was it one of those charming ones? Like, did the ATM play a nice sound when it got the cash out? And it's like...
If it was my bank account, it wouldn't be a nice sound, put it that way.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.